The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We need to separate church and state, says somebody else. Religious indoctrination has no place in the school. We don't need religion to have good values. And there is a middle ground between religion and Marxism / Trumpism. It's called morality. I think that's a reference to something that Ronan Mullen said earlier. If you want to listen back to their debate and discussion in full, it's available as a podcast. It's up on the News Talk app. But I would wager lots of people who are texting in about the role of religion in school are maybe, you know, texting in born of their own personal experience, their opinions, and much like mine. And the reality is, it's probably a few years since any of you studied religion or were subject to religious instruction in primary schools. It's 1995 is when I was last in a primary school as a student. So we are going to find out over the next few minutes how it works today, what level of faith formation or just education around religion and about religion rather than religious education is happening. So Hazel McWee is with me, who's the principal in Ballinabrana National School, and Carlo and Edward Platt, who's a school development officer with Educate Together. You're both very, very welcome. Hazel, I'm right in saying the national school in Ballinabrana is what we might describe as the traditional Catholic primary school. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Good to talk to you, Karen. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're, I suppose, a rural school. We have 7 mainstream classes, 2 learning support or SET teachers, and this year we opened a special class as well. So an enrolment of about 182 kids.
And
so a middle-sized school.
Middle-sized rural Ireland national school. So what? Yeah. How much religious education is there on a weekly basis in school?
Yeah, well, like I have to be honest and say, yes, the majority of the pupils who do make up the school that I work in are predominantly Catholic, and we do have a number of children then of other faiths and no faith. But I mean, the recommendation is up to 2.5 hours. And I think, like a lot of curriculum areas, it can change from week to week, depending what's going on. And I would think that, say, during times like we're in now, we're in the season of Lent now, there might be a little bit more work around religious education, and then there might be a little bit less at other times. And that's as true in other curricular areas as it is in teaching the subject of religious education.
And how much of that time over the year is, you know, would you describe as faith formation or religious education? How much of it is education about religion?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a mix of the two. Like, Catholic schools are forming children in faith. But I suppose, to reference what you said earlier, I would say, you know, I'm teaching 20 years. The Catholic school of 20 years ago is very different to the Catholic schools now. And Catholic schools, in terms of faith formation and religious education, really strive to be inclusive places and have policies around that. And work really hard to make sure that children of all faiths and those who profess no faith feel part of the school and part of the community, much like some of the texts that you've already received. So it is a mix. And I suppose there is the moral underpinning them of the Catholic Church that we have as well. But I think in some ways when people are talking, and I listened to Ronan and Breed earlier, like the teaching of the Catholic Church years ago, and let's be fair, it was very much, this is the truth and this is what everybody believes. Teachers are consummate professionals, and as an experienced 5th and 6th class teacher, I have taught in urban schools and small rural schools across County Carlo. And teachers use their discretion to ensure that while we're teaching religious education and supporting faith formation, we're also including children of other faiths. I myself have had 6th class kids who were fasting for Ramadan because they had reached the age of maturity to do that. And we would have studied Ramadan, and we studied Islam and Judaism, the other monotheistic faiths, which are taught at the senior level in primary school, because the job of any school is the holistic development of the child. And that includes the spiritual and moral development. So I don't think we can leave any of that at the door, whether it be in relation to all faiths or one faith. There is an onus on us to teach children about faith and the part that faith can play in people's lives. And I think as a 6th class teacher who has taught confirmation for years, I would never stand in a class and say, well, all of us believe this. I'm very clear on the teaching of the Catholic churches, and I myself am a practicing Catholic. I'm very open about that with my pupils, but I'm very clear on not everybody is. And this is what the Catholic faith believes and what I believe. But it's really important that we focus on what we believe as a person and maybe the faith community we come and learn from other faiths and what we can take from them. I think sometimes there's this desire to pull schools apart when really what Catholic schools are doing in religion and faith formation in a modern context is striving for the inclusivity that actually all of us want to see in society.
Well, I mentioned Edward Platt, who's with us as well, the School Development Officer with Educate Together, a former teacher in Ballinabrana National School as well one time. Is that right, Edward?
I've taught in that school, yeah, as a substitute. And I actually know Hazel. I didn't realise it was going to be Hazel I was talking to.
Well, there you go. So. That's what we're about, bringing people together here on this show. You know that. So tell me then, how does religious education or education about religion manifest in the Educate Together system?
Yeah, so the approach that Educate Together schools take is a little bit different than religious denomination schools, of which the vast majority in Ireland are Catholic. Instead of teaching religion per se in Educate Together schools, we teach an ethical education curriculum. And at primary level, that is called Learn Together. So that has four strands. Strands are kind of just like the broad subsections of a curricular element. And those are values and ethical perspectives, equality and justice, belief systems, and an ethical approach to the environment. And really, the overall goal of that curriculum is to kind of develop young people who have a broad understanding of different perspectives and values and ethics of different groups around the world. Sometimes I get asked, like, are Educate Together schools anti-Catholic? And they're absolutely not. The only thing is that all religions are taught with equal weight in an Educate Together school. And very often when you're talking about religion, whether it's Catholicism, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, it doesn't matter. It's done in, we try to facilitate conversations with the children that are kind of in a spirit of openness and respect and curiosity and, you know, finding out what other people believe and expressing what you believe in a way that kind of gives equal respect and equal weight to everybody's values.
And time-wise, is it comparable to what happens in the denominational schools, that it's about 2.5 hours per week to this area?
Yeah, that's set by the Department of Education. Okay. It's for what's called the Patrons Programme. So the Patrons Programme in a Catholic school will be often Grow in Love, but it'll be a Catholic programme, and our programme is Learn Together,
And is there guidance given to teachers in the Educate Together school as to how to answer the question, what religion are you, miss? What religion are you, sir? What do you believe?
Yeah, I mean, everybody is that's one of the things that kind of maybe jumps out to people, or that they might know about Educate Together schools, is that there's, I wouldn't say it's a more informal relationship, but it's a more personable relationship between staff and students. So you are able to have those kind of conversations. An example of that is calling teachers by their first name. So what we're trying to do there is we're trying to promote a relationship with students that's based on mutual respect. And part of that is that students can tell you about their faith, their beliefs, the festivals that they might celebrate at home with their family. And you can do the same.
Okay.
And, you know, it's done in a way of bringing everybody together with the other staff, understanding that, you know, everybody is going to have slightly different ethics and values and belief systems, but we can all work together in a school. And it doesn't have to be a hierarchy of, well, this is the religion of the school, and if you happen to be of this religion, you're also welcome.
And how does the Educate Together system then accommodate sacramental preparation, if there are kids in the school preparing for sacrament, or Hazel mentioned some of the Muslim kids in class having reached the age of maturity observing Ramadan?
That's another question I get asked a lot. So in Educate Together schools, faith formation, as we call it, is taken outside of the school day. Now, Educate Together schools will make facilities available for, it's very often a committee of parents that organise it, but it could be people from the local parish centre as well that organise it. Every school is kind of left to figure out what works best for them. But certainly, sacramental preparation is facilitated. It's just facilitated outside of school time. So it might be, you know, an hour after school every Tuesday. And then similarly, as you mentioned, you might have Muslim kids. I was teaching in an Educate Together school in Dublin, and there was a mosque quite near us, and a lot of those kids would have gone to the mosque and had Arabic lessons. But again, that was outside of school time, and it was organised by people of their faith community, and it was done in a way that
suited
them.
So often it's a committee of parents would maybe approach the principal and say, listen, is there kind of a room that we can have at the end of school on a Tuesday, and we'll do kind of preparation for first confession or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the Educate Together system then, it's up and running in this country how long?
We're coming up on 50 years.
Okay.
Yeah, since the first school.
And are there still parts of the country that have no Educate Together presence?
Yeah, this is a huge challenge that we have, is that there are still, I mean, there's six counties, Tipperary, Cavan, Monaghan, Leitrim, Longford and Roscommon, that don't have Educate Together schools at all. And in addition to that, then you have other areas of the country where there might be an Educate Together school in your county, but it mightn't be accessible to you. For example, in Kerry, the only school is one in Tralee, which doesn't serve, obviously can't serve the whole county of Kerry. Mm. So that's something that we're really trying to push now, is to try and expand the network. I know that there's been a lot of talk in the last few years when Minister Foley was the Minister for Education about a survey of parents and finding out what parents in different schools around the country would like to see done with their school in terms of ethos. And we'd love to see that survey rolled out now by Minister McEntee as well.
If it were to repeat earlier surveys, and it might not, you might suggest the outcome would be that in broad brushstrokes, people are happy for more plurality and more divestment. And then when you say, right, well, we'd make your school an Educate Together, or you know, take, they say, oh, do you know what? I'm actually, our school is fine. Just leave that alone.
Yeah. And I suppose
I don't know how much of that is religion, how much of that is kind of cultural upbringing, how much of that is just the kind of human psychology. And I don't really want change.
Yeah. And I suppose what's different now is that we maybe have a bit of a blueprint to follow, because there was the first ever Catholic school in Ireland moved over at primary level to Educate Together last year. So that was St. Mary's, which became Paradise Place Educate Together. And that's been a fantastic...
What's it called?
Paradise Place Educate Together.
Paradise Place, okay.
It's named after a local park that's part of the community, because a lot of people ask me where that name came from. But, and that's been a fantastic process. It's, you know, the school leadership and the parents and the students there have been absolutely fantastic. And it's been a great process. And I think one of the things that made that work was that they were already, you know, as Hazel's mentioned, there's a lot of initiatives going on in Catholic schools about integrating pupils from other faiths and of no faith. And they were already doing a lot of that work. So it was a very natural fit when they decided that they wanted to come over to Educate Together. And I suppose the one other really important thing to mention as well is the core thing that Educate Together really want is choice. Like, we're not trying to say that if a Catholic family wants to send their children to a Catholic school, they should absolutely be allowed to do that. And I know that there's teachers like Hazel and thousands of other around the country doing great work in Catholic schools. We just feel that every family should have the opportunity to access an Educate Together school or a non-religious school, if that's their choice.
Communion and confirmation prep should be carried out outside the classroom. It should be the parents and church responsibility, says somebody. We should be like France and have no religion in the school. And somebody here says, something I've learned since looking at schools for my daughter is all the sacraments in Gaelic school are prepared for outside of school hours as well. I'm not maybe that's in your area. I'm not sure that's true everywhere. Gaelic school in Kilkenny is certainly named for the diocese, so I'd be surprised if they're doing all their prep outside the classroom. Maybe I'm wrong. 087 1400 106 if people want to educate me in that regard. Edward, thanks for coming in. Really interesting stuff. Edward Platt is a school development officer with Educate Together. Hazel, thank you very much as well. Hazel McWee is the principal in Ballinabrana National School in Carlow.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.